We experience Ma'at as a principle of life, a timeless goddess, and a way of living. Ma'at is cosmic order as natural law. Ma'at is truth, justice, and living networks of respectful relationships. Ma'at is sacred balance, dynamic equilibrium, alignment to self, source, and soil, the eternal equilibration of life itself. We are life. Every day, Ma'at is being created. In this time of unprecedented change, a time when our precious planet is endangered, many ways of life as we have known it are less familiar. We see old ways dying and new ways emerging. Time appears to be morphing in front of our eyes. Being present in the now, respecting the past, and protecting the future is the new and necessary operating system. Our collective compass is recalibrating. The magnetic poles of the earth are literally changing. The coronavirus has shed light on many shadowed corners. Humanity collectively must continue to look in the mirror and revision and create a just world where all life is respected. The stakes are high, or shall I say, the scales have been tipped. In this and every moment, our individual and collective thoughts and actions are shaping the future into being. The duality of the binary seems to be ever widening, and yet the potency of our creative forces choosing life is palpable. Life and death of human beings and the planet itself are at a heightened focus, as they need to be. Questions have many answers, and truth appears obscured and severe. We understand that separation from self, other, planet is not real and has not been real. This has created layers and layers of horrific problems. We know that it is time to embrace the necessary systemic change, creating a sacred web of life. We are all Gaia. Something good for you and not for another does not work. Something benefiting few and taking from many does not work. Human domination of the ecosystem does not work. This time of false separation and opposition is over. We are a complex living system. As we emerge from this time of isolation and separation, the opportunities for healthy change are beyond abundant. Like the child maturing, or a young growing plant, we are now in the process of creating new culture. My sense is Ma'at is both a midwife and a guide. In how they function, the Tao and Ma'at are similar. The Tao, or the way, the flow, Ma'at as the way or cosmic order, each expressing the way life works. We strive to live in Ma'at. We strive to live in the Tao, for this is how natural systems work. Natural systems organize for the health of the community. The dog-eat-dog survival of the fittest story is a dominative worldview. This is antiquated and, as we have seen, dangerous. This time brings new ways. Nature is collaborative. The birds join in flock in flight. Mycelia communicate within the forest. Natural systems self-regulate, self-organize, existing in a state of dynamic equilibrium. The cut forms a scab, the tree self-bandages, and the river forges a new passage after a landslide, restoring order, sustaining life. Feedback is inherent in natural systems, a built-in mechanism of recalibration and self-correction. Evolution requires this. The system will respond in proportion to its dysfunction. There are no enforcers, only the system itself. Number 34 from the Tao Te Ching. The great Tao flows everywhere, both to the left and the right. The 10,000 things depend upon it. It holds nothing back. It fulfills its purpose and holds no claim. It nourishes the 10,000 things. And yet, it is not their lord. This is Ma'at. We don't find temples built to her the way we do the other Netaru. because she is the foundation of the system. In the worlds of Daniel Christian Waugh, from collaboration empathy as evolutionary success stories, we are life, we are nature, we are universe. We bring forth a world together as embodied manifestations of the universe co-creating the world through how we participate and what we pay attention to and care about. As life, as nature, as universe, we can access the collective intelligence inherent in the whole. Collectively, we have to choose to cooperate with each other and with the community of life to nurture regenerative systems locally, regionally, and globally. Living the questions together is about how we apply collective intelligences to cultural transformation, co-creating a new story of why humanity is worth sustaining, and powerfully infectious vision of a thriving future for all life. The why will guide the what and the how. A new way of living respectfully with all our relations. Ahomatakwiasin from the Lakota people, with all our relation, plant, animal, human, ancestral, planetary, non-human, those we don't see eye to eye with, that which we do not understand. This is Ma'at. The I, the we, and the all have to be served. This is true justice. The system as whole in balance. The separateness from nature, other, self, has created radical damage. As we recalibrate, we commit to whole systems, to community of communities, to respectful relations with ourselves, each other, and the planet. Recognizing the interconnectedness of life as a sacred web of respectful relations with and around Gaia. So how do we do this? In what way do we walk with Ma'at each day? How do we create, become, and be the living networks of healthy, respectful relationships? And what are the tools we have available to us to do so? How do we walk in the world? What do we pay attention to? Murder movies? Mass market news drama? Justice? Art? Poetry? How do we care for ourselves? Are we in rhythm? Do we drink water? Do we move our bodies and nourish our bodies? Do we give more than we have to share with others? Or do we take more than we need? How do we spend our money? Big pharma? Pesticides? If we have money to invest, do we know where it's being invested? Military contracts or solar energy? Mushroom futures or poisons? And how do we earn our money? Is there any collateral damage to ourself for the 50 hours a week we may work at a job we don't like? For the planet because we may write war code or source precious metals? To your family and friends who you may not be available to, as you're stressed and tired, so you show up irritable and detached. What's the true cost? What we put in our soil, our bodies, our land, petroleum-based lotion, animal-tested shampoo, pesticides, bad fats, or foods grown with respect? How do we treat other people? Do we listen? Are we kind? Are we patient? Are we generous? Do we encourage or condemn? Do we observe or assume? And how do we right our wrongs? Do we listen? Do we self-examine? Can we apologize? Are we able to forgive? Do we shame? Do we blame? Do we clean up our messes? Or through honest exploration, hold ourselves and others accountable for any injustice and speak our truth and co-create to find new ways of being? Ma'at requires we walk in integrity. Curious, we may ask, are our actions in Ma'at? Are our actions of Ma'at? Are we acting with Ma'at? Are we acting by or for Ma'at? Or just are our actions Ma'at? They all work. I think this alone reveals the timelessness of Ma'at as natural law. Ma'at is a universal principle beyond time and place. How do we recognize being in or out of Ma'at? We may just know it. You may just feel it. We may sense it. We may remember it. It could come as a truth vibe, a chill, a tingle, a feeling, or just that inner knowing of that which is true, that which is right, that which is just. We feel it. It's visceral. It's palpable. It's audible. It's embodied. And it comes through in different ways for different people at different times. And we all have it. It's a pretty amazing inner resource. And when we don't know, when it seems that the decision before us or the state we're in relation to ourselves is riddled with uncertainty, we, yes, all of us, have the tools and technology to recognize ISFIT and the sources we need for self-healing. Nature has supplied us with a perfect instrument, our bodies. Experiencing that which is out of Ma'at is a little less comfortable than smelling flowers or watching the sunset into the ocean. We may recognize this as just a simple lack of alignment and imbalance in our lives, or we could experience a knot in our stomach, tension in our chest, cramps in a leg, or a lump in our throat. Again, the system will respond in proportion to the dysfunction. We have the ability to sense imbalance within the entirety of the natural world. We can smell it, sense it, taste it, hear it. We know this. As a physician, my job is not to fix someone or even tell them how to be. My job is to support them in their inner alignment and guide them in discovering tools of self-transformation, recognizing when we are out of alignment with self, with other, in Gaia, is essential to health. It sounds basic, and it is, yet we have these layers of externalized moral conditioning steeped upon us, which can cause a lot of inner confusion. In those times, I strive to stay present with the experience. Rather than thinking about it or reacting or interpreting it, I do my best just to be with what is happening. I stay that way until I'm ready to simply describe it. Instead of, she was rude and yelled at me for no reason and I freaked out, I simply create a statement of what was. She yelled, I cried. That's enough. The story is not the truth. The truth resides in the experience. Might this be embodied Ma'at? Just as society has a code of ethics, a system of checks and balances, the 42, the 10 commandments, constitutions, humans have inner guidance systems. We have a moral compass. We each have our own integrity yardstick, and we have instruments of self-calibration, all residing all the time within us. Transitions in nature offer big access to Ma'at, sunrise to sunset, birth to death, illness to health, all afford us a moment of great change, both as a point and as an activity between the center of the dynamic equilibrium, this interplay of opposites. What is it that occurs in the center of the hourglass or the point within the lemniscate? Through the corpus callosum or between the bronchial trees. It's as if the entirety of the universe is in these moments. I remember after my first child was born, I felt as if there was a river of vibration running through the bed. And I remember thinking, it's like the entire universe is right here in my bed and room. And it wasn't till many, many years later, like recently, I really got like, oh, that's actually it. The entire universe was right there in that moment, in that room. So how do we do it? How do we apply this in our everyday life? Well, one easy technique, one necessary technique, I feel, is to spend time outside. Live in the rhythms of life. Know the valleys, experience the rivers where you live, thank the ancestors. More practically, set your clock to nature. Observe the lunar cycles. Attune to the new moon or the full moon or whatever calls to you. Experience the solstices and equinox and celebrate the change of the seasons and the recycling of life. And in the daily cycle, tune in to sunrise and sunset. I want to speak about sunrise and sunset because I think it's one of the most potent magical portals there is. It's like some entry into the inner chambers of Maat's action plan. Each and every day, the sun rises and sets. The balance of night and day renew. The cycle of life regenerates. Sunrise and sunset offer us entry into the connectivity of the natural world. Stillness within change, change within stillness, embodied dynamic equilibrium. Through our bodily senses, we experience the changes in lightness and darkness, the brilliance of colors and patterns. We experience the changes in sound, the song of the birds and the frogs, and the still and quiet. We experience the changes in temperature and moisture, the dew in the grass, our bodies noticing the coolness, the warmth, and the wind. The entire system is available. The sacred web of life is expressing itself in a very apparent way. It is Maat. Okay, on a more practical note, what are these instruments of self-calibration? Well, undeniably, breath. Many choices, find yours. I have a few that I do. I'll share them with you. I don't want to do them all together, but I will share because they're simple demonstrations. So the technique I use the most is a breath and stepping back technique. It's very simple. You're in a situation, you feel out of alignment. Deep breath into your center. What that may be for you might be different than what that is for someone else, but into your center. And then a simple step back. That allows you to reframe and with that broader lens, see things differently. The other breath that I use a lot for me is the 4x4x4. It's probably my like Saturn Sun conjunct in the eighth house showing, but it's a simple inhale, 2, 3, 4, stillness, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, still, 2, 3, 4, and again. In that cycle. It's very calming. So there's a lot of techniques and each of us really does need to find their own, but I encourage all my patients to have a breath technique that they go to when they feel out of sorts. Balance is another interesting one. And it's really just standing on your legs, on your feet, I guess, not on your legs, and just putting your arms out and just finding that balance in the universe and on the ground, right? And just playing with that equilibrium. Very powerful technique. Another way to do this is to lie on the ground. Invite the earth energies from below to meet within you and the sky energies from above to meet within you and dip deeply into the earth and receive from the heavens and experience yourself as this living point between these two bodies. It's a little bit akin to floating on your back in the water. Very, very attuning. Shaking, another profound way to realign. So when most people shake, they try to force the movement, but I'm talking about the shaking from more of the Qigong traditions where you allow the movement to arise from within and just let it be and let it come through you. And then singing, chanting, praying, making love, crying, laughing, moaning, howling. All these are ways that we recalibrate. I invite you to cultivate a few. They bring us into alignment. These medicines reside within you and they're free as the currency in natural system is of shared resources. So what about other recalibration tools? Let's say those that reside outside of ourselves. A mirror. Now, this is tricky. I consider mirrors kind of intense work. but it's powerful work, and it can sometimes really zap you, if you will, kind of back into a almost feels like instantaneous alignment, remembering, of course, that it is the shadow or the reverse, so it can also zap you into a kind of instantaneous, I don't know if I want to say insanity, but difficulty. So it's a potent tool, and I think it's worth exploring. A candle is a little bit more tame, just to simply light a candle and deeply gaze into the light. That is another very basic tool of realignment. Other traditions I know will sniff the wax, beeswax only, and that brings a lot of balance as well. And then, of course, divination tools, ritual, art, music. But this group, we already know that. So let's return now to the why. The why will guide the what and the how. It is our imperative to create, care for, reside in, and sustain this living network of respectful relationships in life at this time, now. I want to read from Joanna Macy and Chris Johnstone. This world in which we are born and take our being is alive. It is not our supply house or sewer. It is our larger body, the intelligence that evolved us from stardust and interconnects us with all beings is sufficient for healing our earth community. If we but align with that purpose, our true nature is far more ancient and encompassing than the separate self defined by habit and society. We are as intrinsic to our living worlds as rivers and trees, woven of the same intricate flows of matter, energy, and mind. Through time and space and place, Mott affirms cosmic order as natural law. Through a web of regenerative, interconnected activities, life continues to beget life. I am life. You are life. We are life. I am truth. You are truth. We are truth. I am the universe. You are the universe. We are the universe. I am nature. You are nature. We are nature. Blessed Mott, in perfect trust and perfect love, we thank you.